are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Friday, June the 14th, and a new champion is crowned. This is your boy, Matt Shook, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering the NBA for the Associated Press of Detroit News, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. It is officially the NBA offseason. Gonna share with you today my experiences from Game 6 on Thursday night in Oakland as a new champion is crowned. We're also gonna share with you the clip that was on the Locked On NBA mock draft segment where I made the selection for the Pistons at number 15, and we'll talk about that a little bit. Also, talk some more about the players coming in for workouts with the Detroit Pistons, another crop of, well, we'll get to it later, but another crop of names that came into Auburn Hills today on Friday. But like I said, the Locked On NBA mock draft, it's the local experts in every draft room with trades and expert player breakdowns from SI.com. Jeremy Wu plus Josh Lloyd gives the fantasy basketball breakdown from the Locked On Fantasy Basketball desk. It is all at Locked On NBA. So what this is each of the hosts of the shows, there's a Locked On Wizards, there's a Locked On Suns, all of the hosts for all the NBA teams out there. We put our heads together, and each of us did 5 minutes on who our team is going to pick in the mock draft. There were some trades. We talked about some trades. A lot of good stuff in there. Really kind of a unique thing that the network does, and you should check it out on the Locked On NBA podcast. You should also subscribe to those guys as well, as they do a great job, and I'm on it sometimes and all that good stuff. Collaborative effort across the network there. But give me a follow, by the way, on Twitter at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. But hey, we got some new NBA champions. The Toronto Raptors win 114-110 in the final game ever at Oracle Arena in Oakland. First of all, congratulations to our neighbors of the North. Congratulations to everyone you know that's a big fan of Toronto sports and the Toronto Raptors. You know, one of those teams that's easy to root for. We like our Canadian brethren for the most part. And a big win for them. The finals MVP award goes to Kawhi Leonard. 22 points for him. Now, before we kind of move on with this, just a full disclosure, I did not watch most of this game. I watched the last couple minutes on my phone. I was out covering some state high school baseball all day for the Detroit News. And there was a giant rain delay, 3.5 hours. I had it all timed out where I was like, okay, I'm going to miss the first quarter, maybe the first quarter and a half or so, as I'm driving back to Detroit from Lansing, where the state baseball semifinals and finals are being held. So turns out, raining all day, huge 3.5 hour rain delay in the middle of the day, pushed everything back, and was working right up until deadline. Right when I filed my last story, I went ahead and checked the score, as I was, you know, keeping an eye on the score throughout the night, obviously. But saw we had a couple minutes left, pulled it up on the phone, watched the last couple of minutes, and missed all of it. So before that, so I don't have much of an opinion on the game. Obviously, I kind of know the broad strokes, like all you guys. Spent most of my, have not gone back and watched any of it really. I'm not one of those guys that likes to go back and watch games that aren't live. Especially when you don't have to work purposes or anything like that. I don't feel like I need a strong analysis of it, but I will analyze Twitter because I was catching up on everything that was going on with the Klay Thompson injury, with all the interviews and everything, with the bizarre Masai Ujiri plot that was going on throughout the night with the Washington Wizards and possible altercation with a police officer, maybe security guard. Don't know many details on that. If you're interested, do check it out yourself, though, for some sleuthing. But one comment I do have about Pistons fans is, and I'm talking a little bit to some of my friends on Twitter and some of the great members of Pistons Twitter and some of the people I genuinely like. But, like, if you made a joke about the Pistons beating the Raptors 3-0, and that means that they're the de facto NBA champions, congratulations. First of all, it's like we've been making this joke for the entire playoff series. It wasn't funny the first time. It's just not a funny joke. And I'm not saying like I'm offended by it. or that like I'm upset about it. I'm just saying, like, guys, it's just not funny. Like, let's come up with funnier jokes than that. I think I saw like five different people did the banner and had it, you know, inscribed with something about the Pistons beat the Raptors three times. Let's raise a banner about that. Like, if you took the time to make that art and display it on Twitter, like, I mean, gosh, like, let's be a little bit funnier. And if you're making the same joke that, and I've done this before, I've been the guy who makes the same joke as everyone else is doing. I'm not saying it's the worst thing in the world, but if you're making the same joke that like a million people are making, it's probably not that funny. Like, go try to go second level on our Twitter jokes. It's like 100 of you guys out there made this joke about how the Pistons are the best team because they beat the Raptors three times. It's obviously, you know, I know you don't believe it. I know you don't think like it's true and you're making a joke, but like, let's just be a little bit sharper in our humor as Pistons fans going forward. I mean, let's just think about that offseason is all I'm going to say. But Kyle Lowry scores 26 points and has 10 assists. Still time to take that tweet down if you were one of those offenders who joked about that. Pascal Siakam with 26 points in game 6. Kawhi Leonard, 22 points there. And 22 off the bench for Fred VanVleet. Sneaky outstanding. Well, not sneaky. Everyone's talking about him now. But throughout the playoff run before this, sneaky outstanding by the Wichita State grad and coming off the bench for the Raps. You know, obviously big questions for that team, how to hold that nucleus forward. Kawhi Leonard front and center of that conversation, and we'll see how that shakes out. Nick Nurse, congratulations to him. We give him a lot of crap. Not Dwayne Casey's, not one of Dwayne Casey's finer nights. I'm sure he's happy for guys like Kyle Lowry and some of his former players. A lot, probably most, if not all, of his former players. But you know, a situation where unfortunately Dwayne Casey gets fired and his team replaces him and wins the championship the next year. Not a great look for him. But like I said, hopefully Dwayne, again, sees a lot more positives out of it than negatives in terms of his individual legacy or standing in the NBA. But I digress. Jody Meeks and Eric Moreland, also former Pistons there. A lot of tweets about that, too. So, I mean, cool, but, like, it's interesting to point that out, but, like, it's not super funny either. Again, the root of all this, I was in a bad mood because I wasn't able to watch the game. I'm kind of jealous of all you guys that were able to enjoy it on your first screens and your second screens throughout the entire course of the game. So maybe I'm just completely being a sourpuss and all the jokes are kind of funny and I don't know what I'm talking about. But to me, you know, Pistons are the champs because we beat the Raptors three times. I just, the thousands of people who made that joke, it's okay. We get it. All right. Draymond Green, he had a triple-double, 11 points, 19 rebounds, 13 assists. I mean, it sounds like he was kind of all over the place in the loss. 22 for Iguodala. 21 for Steph Curry, almost called him Seth. 6 for 17, 3 of 11 from 3. The numbers don't pop out, that's for sure. Obviously, the miss at the end as well. Klay Thompson, 30 points, 8 of 12 from the field, 4 of 6 from 3, 10 of 10 from the line. Torn ACL as it comes out late night there. An unbelievable turn of events for the NBA. We thought we knew we had a tumultuous July coming up anyway, but the Durant torn Achilles, ruptured Achilles, the Klay Thompson torn ACL throws huge, huge curveballs into the mix, and we'll see how kind of all this stuff shakes down going forward. But man, again, for today, the main message is congratulations to the Toronto Raptors. Congratulations to Canadian sports fans. You can't have the Stanley Cup ever, but we'll let you have the NBA championship for one season. Congrats to Masai Ujiri, Nick Nurse, of course, and everyone else. You know, Sean Woodley, host of Lockdown Raptors. We've had him on a few times. I know he was really fired up. It's funny, he does a good job of what I kind of try to do sometimes with is be a fan in addition to kind of someone who hosts a show like this. So his Twitter feed was pretty funny last night, all the things that were going on. He's a big Kyle Lowry guy. Been through the war with him, as we have with a lot of our Detroit athletes. So good to see that come out on the other side. Will Detroit ever get there? I guess that's kind of the theme of this podcast going forward. Probably not, but we'll at least go through the journey together and see what happens. But up next, I'm going to share a clip with you guys, about 5 minutes, of the clip that I sent in to the Locked On NBA podcast that's available right now on Friday, where I took the number 15 pick of the draft. You can hear who I picked. I give the explanation why. And after that, I'll delve into a little bit more here on the show. But the Himalaya podcasting app, it's free. It's super easy to use. It is every single podcast you love and are searching for. Personally curated playlists made just for you by our expert podcast tastemakers. That'd be a great job, wouldn't it? Find and download Himalaya on the App Store or Google Play Store. Don't forget to follow Locked On Pistons once you're there. And when you're in your car, go ahead and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Pistons.
Yes, sir!
This is Matt Shook of Locked On Pistons taking the 15th pick for Detroit. The Pistons mostly need talent on the wings, but there is a scenario where all the wings that they covet are gone and they look to build for the future with a talented big man or a point guard who can hopefully develop into a starter down the road. Everyone in this league wants big and versatile wings, and that can make the ones in this draft be overvalued. The Pistons front office could say, no, we're not taking a Romeo Langford or Nasir Little who showed major deficiencies in college just because it's a need for our team this year. They could go bargain shopping in free agency for a wing or two if they see a potential impact player somewhere else. The dream scenario for Detroit is a player like Cam Reddish or Sekou Doumbouya or even Kobe White to fall. All of those scenarios seem very unlikely. Before this mock draft, I put a feeler out to teams that I was hoping to deal in the 6 to 12 range with hopes of landing Doumbouya, but the right deal never came together. Phoenix approached us about a Blake Griffin swap, offering the number 6 pick straight up, not a swap, along with Josh Jackson, Ty Warren, the Bucks' 2020 first-round pick, and salary fodder to match the contracts. We were interested to reset the organization and finally pick a lane for Detroit between being a possible contender or rebuilding. The problem is we didn't believe in Josh Jackson as the second best asset in the deal. We countered with the same deal but replaced Mikal Bridges and his 3-and-D skills instead of Jackson, but Phoenix balked at that, understandably. Had we made a deal at number 6, we'd have chosen between Kobe White and Sekou Doumbouya. When that deal fell apart and Sekou continued to slide in this draft, I looked at teams such as Atlanta, Washington, Minnesota, and Charlotte and offered a pick swap with their picks at the far end or the bottom end of the single digits or top of the double digits in the draft and a pick swap with our number 15, and to sweeten it, offered to throw in either Bruce Brown, Sfi Mikhailiuk, or Khyri Thomas, whichever one the other team wanted. It's going to be tough for all three of those guys to get minutes going forward, especially as we're going to throw another wing into the mix this offseason. In such deals, we are also asking for a future second-round pick to come back to us. Among Stan Van Gundy's sins as leading the Pistons was trading second-round picks for the likes of James Ennis and Jameer Nelson. After this draft, the Pistons are without their second-round pick every season until 2024, although they do have one Lakers second-round pick in 2021 from the Reggie Bullock trade this February. No one was interested ultimately in our pick swap offers. So in this mock draft, much of the list of wings has been trimmed, and our big board, in no particular order, looks like this. For wings, we've got Kentucky's Tyler Hero and Keldon Johnson, Nikhil Alexander-Walker of Virginia Tech, and Stanford's Casey Akpala. Otherwise, we're also considering throwing our hands up on this bad crop of wings and taking flyers on guys like Goga Patadze or Bol Bol. If the choices were instead like Romeo Langford and Kevin Porter, we would go that route and draft a high-risk, high-reward player like Patadze or Bull. P.J. Washington of Kentucky is also a talent that we're interested in, and we would listen to offers to trade down and collect more draft capital, but none came in this exercise. But since the number 12 player on my Pistons big board is still out there at 15, we're going to take him, and that's why with the 15th pick in the 2019 Locked On NBA mock draft, the Detroit Pistons select Nikhil Alexander-Walker of Virginia Tech. Alexander-Walker is above average at pretty much everything offensively and competes hard on defense. His three-point shot is a little funky but effective, and he should be a secondary playmaker on the wing, which should help. He'll need to get way stronger for the NBA, but his nearly 6'6" frame and decent wingspan should play well in a wing rotation that needs to get a bit bigger. So the Canadian will be crossing the Detroit River to Michigan and hopefully he'll develop into an impact player for Coach Dwayne Casey and the Pistons. He can pair with Bruce Brown in lineups for now, as Brown can handle the top defensive responsibilities, and also Alexander Walker's potential as a possible point guard candidate down the line is another positive for a Detroit team that has to make some kind of move there by next summer when Reggie Jackson's onerous contract comes off the books. Orlando, you're now on the clock. Ah, so young, so dumb, and so naive. Just kidding. But I taped that about a week ago, and that ran, like I said, on today's Locked On NBA podcast as we did my portion of the picks. So I was on there taking Nikhil Alexander Walker. Don't get it mixed up as you're delivering that that sheet up to the commissioner, or however they make that communication. But so that's it. Pistons end up in the mock draft with Nikhil Alexander Walker. If you listen to this show, you're probably not that surprised about that. I've been a Nikhil Alexander Walker fan since a long time ago. And what was interesting about this draft, as we kind of dig a little bit deeper into it, is that wings were just flying off the board. Like there's a world where Brandon Clark and Nasir Little and Kevin Porter Jr. and Romeo Langford are there for the taking for the Pistons at 15, or at least some of those guys. But in this Locked On NBA mock draft exercise, all of those guys flew off the board. Clark at 6, Nasir Little at 10 to Atlanta, Kevin Porter Jr. at 11 to Minnesota, which I thought might have been like the worst pick of the draft. Langford at 13 to Miami. And Sekou Doumbouya just kept falling. He hasn't really fallen in like the real mock drafts or other mock, I shouldn't say the real mock drafts. Maybe I'll edit that out. But the other mock drafts out there, he's like more in the 9-10 range. Can't really see a lot of reasons why Washington, with their situation, and Atlanta with two draft picks in the top 10, would let him go past 10. But in our mock draft, he slides all the way to 12. And as I'm trying to make a deal with Charlotte to get that number 12 pick to pick him up, Brooklyn swoops in and trades the number in our mock exercise. Keep in mind, everything I'm talking about here is a fake mock exercise, so I'm not reporting anything. But Brooklyn swoops in, makes the trade, gives 17 and 27 to Charlotte, and picks up number 12, drafts Sekou Doumbouya, the move that I would have loved to have made, something like that. But the Pistons, as it stands right now, just don't have the draft capital. I was offering a pick swap in that they could take either their choice of Bruce Brown or Svi Mykhailiuk or Kyrie Thomas. Now, maybe I have a little bit of regrets about that, even offering that, as I had some back and forth with Doc Brown on Twitter on Thursday, and he's kind of giving me a little bit of needling about Bruce Brown just kind of maybe giving up on him a little bit too early. So first of all, we're not giving up, and I'm not specifically talking about this conversation right now, but when I offer him in trades, I'm not giving up on the guy. I think all three of these guys have the potential to be pretty good players. I just think that there's a glut, there's a logjam. And now you're saying, well, now you're going to draft Nikhil Alexander Walker. Well, I think that, first of all, he's a guy who could be a true backup point guard down the line, and a guy who's a bigger wing. And we talk about wings so much, and certainly the Pistons could use a bigger wing as opposed to a smaller wing. And I know that the old saying for those are small forwards and shooting guards. But I do think that Nikhil Alexander Walker has a scoring skill set that's a little bit unique to what the Pistons have on the wing right now, especially when you're looking at Bruce Brown as a guy who could play heavy minutes going forward, and I believe he will, that you could pair those guys really well. Bruce Brown could still be your defensive stopper against players on the wing, and they're still out the free agency chances of picking up some more big wings and defensive-minded 6'8", 6'9" type of guys that could play some of that position. But, man, looking for those big wings, just not a lot of them in free agency in that list right now. That's why, you know, wouldn't be completely shocked if what the Pistons do is kind of go with the Nasir Little type as someone who's bigger, can have some upside defensively. There's Matisse Thybulle out there as well, who in our exercise went 16 to Cleveland, who traded into that Orlando spot and jumped right in there. So I can see why he's the guy that people like, especially with his defensive attitude that he has, or Hachimura. Ryu Hachimura is a bigger guy who might be available at 15 as well, and was available to me, but decided to bypass him too. I know a lot of people are very high on him. So again, check that out. It's an interesting listen. Every day there's a few picks that come out. I think it's a fun exercise, and you guys should go ahead and check that out throughout these next couple few days before the draft, which is coming up June 20th, which is Thursday. So unbelievable. We're almost here. But thanks to Untuck It for sponsoring the Locked On Pistons podcast. If you're looking for a great Father's Day idea, which, by the way, is still Sunday coming up, their shirts specifically designed to look great untucked and feel comfortable at work or on the weekend. No tucking or tailoring required. Go to untuckit.com, promo code NBA to get 20% off. And Himalaya, it's free. It's super easy to use. Podcasting app platform has every single podcast you love and are searching for. Find and download Himalaya on the App Store or Google Play Store. Don't forget to follow Locked On Pistons once you are there. And how about one more plug for the draft show? Check it out, the Locked On NBA Draft, really one of the coolest things we do throughout the year. And hey, let's beat the dead horse here on a Friday. I know that some of you guys are already rolling your eyes. Who cares who they bring in for draft workouts, Matt? It only matters who they draft. Well, I don't know. I just think it's a little bit, and as I've kind of needled the front office a little bit lately, you know, we can't bring free agents to Detroit. It's been a long held belief, and I buy into some of that. But man, we can't even bring good draft prospects to Detroit to work out here. Is that how impotent of a franchise this is? Is that how impotent of a front office this is that we can't even bring the real guys that we might consider or that one good NBA team might consider drafting to Auburn Hills for workouts before the draft? Friday, June 14th, the Pistons brought this motley crew to Detroit to look at for NBA draft workouts 6 days before the draft. Bryce Brown, guard from Oregon. John Elmore, guard from Marshall. Dante Hall, forward from Alabama. Jawan Morgan, forward from Indiana. Guy I know and a guy I like, a guy I covered when he was in high school at Waynesville, Missouri. Mature McCour, forward from Australia. And then Nick Ward of Michigan State, the crowd favorite and in-state favorite with the Spartans, of course, there. And I totally get the part that you bring in Nick Ward because he's an in-state guy. Tom Izzo, the fan base, kind of a local favor of sorts. Totally get that. Don't care that Matt McQuaid came in and Nick Ward. These guys aren't draftable, but I totally get that those kind of guys come in. And then Mature McCour is the younger brother, of course, of Thon Maker. It's unpronounceable because you've heard it several different ways from everyone, but he plays. He grew up in Australia like Thon did. He's playing in the Slovenian Basketball League. Maybe as a prospect that the Pistons want to take a look at. Certainly letting the younger brother go through the experience and making Thon happy and all that good stuff. No problem with some one-offs and some the local type of stuff, the being a diplomat, all that kind of stuff too. Of these six guys that came in, by the way, only Dante Hall is ranked in the top 100 on ESPN's draft prospects, which I kind of follow as the best big board out there. Dante Hall of Alabama is rated number 84 on the list of top 100 draft prospects. That means that our numbers are now that the Pistons have brought in 66 players for workouts this draft season. The Pistons pick at number 15 and number 45. 28 of those 66 players have been rated in the top 100. It's not a lot. 7 of the 66 players brought in have been rated at 45 or above. Keep in mind, that is number 45, the number where the Pistons pick last before their night is over in the NBA draft on Thursday. They have brought in one player who is rated 21 or above on the list of ESPN prospects. Now, I know that they had some talks with players at the NBA Combine, and maybe there are situations where there are other settings where you can check out guys. Segu Dumbaya was down in Dallas and did his kind of workout there that NBA teams were invited to. So one would hope that the Pistons were down in Dallas for that, and that you could probably add him in a way to this list of top prospects who the Pistons have checked out. And of course, if there's no real possibility the Pistons are going to be trading up to the top five, and they're not even really considering that as an organization, which I would believe is true because they just don't have the assets, then it would make sense that they're not checking out the Ja Morants of the world, the Darius Garlands of the world. I get that part too. But to bring in 38 guys to Auburn Hills that are outside the top 100, a lot of these favor types of players that are coming in. And I know you need to be scouting for players to bring into the training camp, scouting for players to play in the G League, scouting for guys with potential who you might be able to sign down the road, guys you want to keep an eye on during their careers in Europe. I know that it's an extensive process. It's not going to be the Zion Williamsons of the world day in and day out that are showing up in Auburn Hills. But to me, it's just like, and we brought it up the other day, Orlando, they're bringing in all the guys that the Pistons should be looking at the teens. And again, there are a few days left for the draft before Thursday and before these guys want to get in place, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday when they're going to New York. But geez, it's just another, again, we're talking about an off season that has gone very frustrating so far in its own small ways, nothing too major, but to me, bad sign, bad harbinger of things to come for this off season going forward. But give us a follow on the Himalaya podcasting platform. It's free. It's super easy to use. And as every single podcast you love and are searching for, got the episodic shareable playlist. Listeners can build podcast playlists by the episode, customize it just like a playlist for songs, and share it through social, texts, and email. I know it's like everyone listens to podcasts, and everyone listens to their own, but maybe we should do a better job of like, hey, you guys should listen to this podcast. And while you're doing that, go ahead and tell your friends about the Locked On Pistons podcast. Find and download Himalaya on the App Store or the Google Play Store when you get in your car. Go ahead and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Pistons. I got to hit the road and go to Lansing to go cover some more soccer this weekend. I'll be there. Come say hi to me if you're in the Lansing area. And so that'll do it for this week's episodes of Locked On Pistons. We came back for five strong this week. We'll do that again next week. We're in draft season. We've got some more profiles to share. Hopefully we can lock down an interview or two before we go. And we'll put up some polls. What do you think? Who the Pistons should draft? And we'll talk about that next week as well. This is your host, Matt Shook of the Locked On Pistons, saying thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. If you are a father, or you have a father, or a father is in your life, happy Father's Day to you guys. I am not a father, but I know many of you are. Keep up the good work. I don't know how you do it. My life is busy enough, and I just have my damn self to take care of. But you guys do a great job. Keep up the good work. Happy Father's Day. Enjoy it. Kick back. All that good stuff, too. And take care of the father in your life. Have a great weekend, everyone.